Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
The cities with the fastest car commutes. How long was your commute this morning? Where were you coming from? Where were you going? Chances are, no matter how long your commute was, that it costs you time, obviously, and money. U.S. commuters average nearly 55 minutes round trip to get from here, wherever here was, maybe home, to work. For many Americans, the drive to and from work requires enduring slow-moving, soul-draining traffic. The commute remains kind of one of those top gripes as workers have, as we all talk about, return to office. From the Wall Street Journal, though, three markets rank for the top commuting cities in America. Number one, Columbus, Ohio. Number two, Memphis, Tennessee. And number three, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They all have some of the fastest commutes in the country, clocking in at around 22 minutes one way, according to new analysis of federal data looking at cities reporting in the Wall Street Journal. While the data includes all types of commutes, three out of four American workers drive, and on average, workers spend nearly 27 minutes commuting each way to and from work. The longest commutes, you can probably guess, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles have some of the highest number of hours lost to delays during car commutes. The cities with the fastest drive times either had visionary urban planning, well-run public transit programs that help ease car traffic, and smaller populations, obviously, on bigger roadways that make commuting less frustrating. Transportation researchers and city officials report to the Wall Street Journal. If you're listening here in Greater Milwaukee, be thankful. We're in the top three. Next up on the two up, banned books for free today. The Bandwagon, powered by Penguin Random House, Unite Against Banned Books, First Book, and Little Free Library, is hitting the road for its second bandwagon tour, and it's stopping at bookstores and libraries in nine American communities across the Midwest and the South that are beginning to be impacted by book banning. Today, this tour stops right here in downtown Milwaukee at Milwaukee's Central Library, right at 814 West Wisconsin Avenue. It will be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you get select banned books for free while supplies last. The Milwaukee stop is one of the tour stops in the city that come to Midwestern and Southern states that have seen a rise in efforts to ban books. Titles include The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, The Fault in Our Stars by John Green, and many, many more. During today's visit, there's going to be a related presentation and panel discussion all at the beautiful Central Library right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Food trucks will also be parked in conjunction with Bandwagon's visit. For more details, you can check out the Central Library's website.